Whole Man Academy. Because the world needs strong men. Whole Man Academy is changing the game for men around the world. It's for guys who want to live an epic life of fun and adventure, no matter what. We believe, deep down, all men want to go on their own hero's journey to becoming resilient, confident, fearless, and fulfilled. Listen in to be inspired by guys who don't settle for living a life of mediocrity. This is your call to action and call to adventure. Are you ready?
This is the Whole Man Academy podcast, episode 126. Your guest today is, well, actually, it was going to be Frank Rich. And who is Frank? Well, he's based out in the States. And I'm sure you'll have listened to the previous podcast we did with Chris Wilson, who was part of the Critical Bench massive YouTube channel with a million kind of subscribers and what have you. And he'd introduced me to Frank. And this guy seemed like a real super interesting chap to get on the pod. But just as we sat down to record things, as life throws curveballs at you, we had a bit of a tech issue and Frank wasn't able to make it. So I was like, okay, well, anyway, we'll put him back by a week or two. I've also got a couple of good guys coming up who talk quite candidly about how to recover naturally from certain issues and some other great guests. So don't worry, we've got those coming up. But today I wanted to talk about two things. One was a while ago I was interviewed about offering a couple of life lessons for men. And actually when I wrote them out, I think I wrote out about 10 and selected a couple. So I wanted to kind of drop a few of those in for you today and see which ones you could apply to your life right now. The other thing is we've been working on an idea for the Whole Man Academy. And this has been something that I wanted to do for, I'd probably say years actually, but you know, with everything else that goes on in life, including having kids and, you know, doing podcasts and coaching and everything else that goes with it, staying fit and healthy and sometimes doing nothing. It kind of has come to the, it's bubbled to the surface now to attempt to launch a Whole Man Academy membership. So what's that going to look like? Well, what we've actually done, this is crazy thinking, but instead of just saying, hey, I've designed a membership and, you know, do you want to be part of it and be part of the, you know, Whole Man kind of crew or movement, we thought we'd actually go and speak to a load of guys, you know, kind of, let's call it middle-aged guys, guys in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and ask them what they would want out of a Whole Man membership. And very much part of that would be, you know, building a strong network, learning from other guys, you know, supporting each other, accountability, making sure you're focused and making sure you know what you're going after in life. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. But if you're listening to this fairly soon after it come out, I'm still looking to speak to maybe another 5 or 10 guys, if possible, you know, even if you're not on our Whole Man Academy or Whole Man Journal list. I will put the link in the show notes. And if you're able to, I'd love to jump on a 5, 10, 15 minute call on Zoom or even just, you know, on the old blower to talk to you about what you would like in a membership kind of platform for men. And that's why it's important, because there's no point in just launching something. We want something that's going to be effective and is going to communicate to everybody that, you know, you want to have a better life and you want to kind of, you know, push forward with whatever you might find struggling with, challenging, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, on that note, I'll put the link in the show notes. So do that first and, you know, pause the podcast if you haven't already. Click that, book in a little time to talk to me. And also, if you want to bring to that call any challenge or something you have, I'll happily either help you with it or suggest a resource or someone that might be able to help you with it. So let's jump into the life lessons. The first one was about pursuing your passion, you know, finding your passion, like making it happen. But I think the important one there is sometimes people think that they should just, you know, pursue your passion and fuck everything else off. And I'm like, no, I think now if I had my time again, you know, I was working in the city, I would keep my job unless you hate it. You know, unless you're like, I'm fucking suicidal and I've got to get out of here. Unless you hate it, I would do it as a side hustle. And, you know, kind of create your, if you're looking to monetize it, create your minimum viable product, your MVP. I heard that term earlier and just jogged my memory. And I think that's really important, because especially if you've got mouths to feed, you know, you've got other people depending on you. It's easy in your 20s if you can still live on a mate's sofa and spunk all your money on, you know, your latest kind of idea. And if it goes tits up, doesn't matter. But, you know, if you've got to go home to your partner and say, hey, I've just lost all our savings and my little idea, you're going to have some issues. I mean, I think pursuing your passion is important. Even if it's not monetized, it's that thing at the weekend to do. Because I recall getting very bored of city life when I was working, as a broker. And that's when I found obstacle course racing. And I found that I became very passionate about that. I loved it. And it sounds corny, but made me feel alive. So for you, sometimes in life, especially as guys get, maybe in their, late 30s, 40s, 50s, you become busy with work and maybe you kind of forget what fun is and what you do for your passion. So just a little idea for you there is kind of, sniff out what floats your boat and go and do a little bit more of it. And you know what? If you happen to make some money out of it as well, then everybody's happy. Proper cash back. The number two was live with intent. And what does that mean? Well, like living your life with purpose and intention. I think the important thing there is, you've got to take ownership of yourself and your actions, because it's very easy to play the blame game these days of, I'm not where I want to be because of this, blah, blah, blah. But ultimately, it comes down to you to take action on it. And if you are striving for a better version of yourself, for want of a better phrase, then, you've got to live with intent and make sure you're making things happen. And that might mean you getting up early to work on something, do courses, better yourself in some way, and stay up late, whatever that is, living life with purpose and intention can be really, really, I think, important for a guy, for longevity as well. So live life with intent is number two. Number three is be courageous. I mean, I see a lot of cowardly men in the world. I also see a lot of brave men. Most of the cowardly men are in the government, unfortunately, calling the shots. But it's more about courage to take risks and make mistakes. I think when I think back to some of the guys I've worked with, and I get it, they were so comfortable in their kind of career and their guaranteed salary each month that they didn't want to take risks or make mistakes, even if they weren't particularly, what would you call it? They weren't particularly happy in what they were doing. They were unfulfilled. It'd be like, well, I'm never going to make as much money. And what if I leave and it doesn't work out? And you're like, yeah, that's fair enough. It's not for everybody. But I think you need to have the courage to, take risks, make mistakes, and try something new. And don't be afraid to challenge yourself. I mean, that's, I think, where you grow as a person. If you're just doing the same old shit week after week, you're not going to challenge yourself and you're not going to grow. When I left the city, it was scary. And I had people saying to me, you're making a big mistake. And I remember thinking, do you know what? In fact, I talked about this the other day. Let's say at the time when I was thinking of leaving, or one of the times, let's say you was on a basic salary and then you got bonuses. But do you know what? You could have doubled that basic salary and I still wouldn't have wanted to stay, because ultimately for those 200 hours a month that you're at a desk, you're not happy. So yes, I might have driven a more expensive car and bought a bigger house and had a flasher watch and gone to Miami and a few more times and ate out at expensive restaurants. But fucking hell, those 10 hours a day, if you're there looking, doing clock watching and thinking I'm living for the weekend and you're on the old hamster wheel of to go nowhere, then that should be your wake up call. So being courageous in, making mistakes, taking risks, I think is really important. Calculated risks. Perhaps that's another podcast. The other one was embracing failure. And, I've plenty of times I have, and a lot of the guys who you might have listened to on the podcast have failed in certain things. And, I hear it a lot, but it is a great learning experience. I mean, often, when things go really well, you don't really learn maybe that much. But when things go belly up, that is when you kind of, get pushed out your comfort zone and have to actually kind of do something. So don't be afraid to fail and, look at it as an opportunity to grow and become stronger, like mentally, maybe even physically. I mean, good one of that is some of the races, the obstacle course races I used to do. I wasn't winning all the races, and each time you might do some kind of obstacle, or some of your kit would break, or you'd eat the wrong stuff, or your prep would be bad or something. But all those little things made you better, and also meant that, this is the important thing there, you could help others with your knowledge and your experience. So embracing failure is another one. Taking time to reflect. I mean, Neil Kramer, if you haven't listened to the podcast 118, I would say it might be, it's the second most listened to we've ever had, but it is the one that's created the most comments, and every single one of them was like, fucking hell, this was great. I need to listen to this again, or, I need to hear from him again. and just got people thinking and talking a little bit more to each other and to themselves about reflecting on life. And Neil Cramer speaks a lot about contemplation, which I think in today's busy, challenging, demanding, hectic world, especially with social media and scrolling and attention spans, it's probably the hardest time to just sit and contemplate life, contemplate what's going on, what you're doing, where you are, who you are. So that's an interesting one, is making time to reflect / contemplate. I think for that also, that will help you gain some clarity maybe on what you want out of life. The next one was nurture relationships. And kind of this kind of segues back into our idea of the Whole Man Academy membership, because relationships, form so much of your life. Because I think for a lot of us, we've talked before about the lone wolf mentality. Sounds cool and edgy, but actually, even for me, I really miss working with a big group of guys and having that kind of camaraderie. But just because you work with a lot of guys, it doesn't necessarily mean that they've all got the same kind of, and again, don't like the term, but can-do attitude. I was talking to someone earlier who said, it's really important to get around guys that want you to do well as they want to do well. And like for me, I look around at people and I'm like, how can I help you? How do I know someone that can help you? And how can we kind of grow together? So I think nurturing relationships is great, be that joining some kind of local, club membership networking thing or whatever we come up with the Whole Man Academy. That can allow you to offer support and guidance to others. And you might think, I haven't got anything to be supportive of and I can't guide people. I bet you can if you wrote a list of the things you're good at and knowledgeable about, and also allowing others to help you, because we know how crap guys are at asking for help. Next one, I can't remember what number we're on now, who cares? But next one, we've only got a couple more, was invest in yourself. Now that always sounds obvious, but I remember back when I'd never taken courses or anything like that. I was always kind of very, I gripped onto my money when I was working in the city for most of the time. And then as soon as I started spending money on courses and books and, personal development, wow, I was like, why didn't I do this sooner? And of course, it hasn't got to be thousands of pounds. I've done it where I've spent, £5 on a book, which has been fantastic. And I've spent £5,000 on a trip to Miami to see Tony Robbins or something. Completely different budget, completely different outcomes. But ultimately, each of them helped me grow. And of course, if you start somewhere and say, do you know what? I'm going to spend £5 a month. I know you can't get fuck all for £5 these days, but you can still get some great books. But you can buy audio books or what have you. And you could even invest, £5 a month at the end of the year would mean that you've not spent that much money, but you could have read, let's say 12 awesome books. And if you're not sure which ones to read, just email me and I'll give you some ideas depending on what you're trying to achieve. The next one, so that was investing in yourself. And again, that's an important one, I think, no matter what age or stage of life you're at. If you keep on learning, it's been shown that your cognitive ability or your cognitive decline will be less, I believe it is, if you continue to learn, especially if you're interested in it. And the next one was choose your path. So what I mean by that is there's a lot of guys who aren't where they want to be in life. And it's not that you can just like wave a magic wand and suddenly everything's going to happen that you want in life. But I remember sitting down with Andy Murphy, who I can't remember what podcast it was, about podcast 30 or something, 2 years ago. And he'd originally got me thinking about what my life would be like if I, what I'd like my life to be like. And his podcast was Mindset by Design, but he was very much about life by design. And choosing your own path, I think, means, and again, it sounds too obvious, but sitting down with a pen and paper if you want to, or even just contemplating it and being like, wherever I am in life, where do I want to go? What do I want? Where do I want to be? Who do I want to become? Who do I want to marry? How much money do I want to have? How many kids do I want to have? Where do I live? What do I want to drive? All these different things. Because I think you'd be amazed how much of your life is dictated by, or your decisions are dictated by, what you watch in the media, what films you watch, what adverts you see. And, I've been studying a little bit more about that, which we'll go back into in the Whole Man Academy or the Whole Man Journal, because I think so much of what we think we want is what people tell us we want because they want to sell it to us. So that's an interesting one to go down. That's the last one, is choose your path. And I think that's so important, again, going back to guys I know who have chosen a path, enjoyed it, and then at one point just thought, oh, do you know what? This isn't for me anymore. And they find it very hard when they're stuck to kind of move out and go and do something else. But it's certainly something to consider. So apart from that, yes, we've got some great podcast guests coming up. I mean, Chris Wilson last week has already sent me an email and introduced me to about three or four other guys, or is in the process of. And again, I would say, if there's someone that you hear or know or think of who would be great on the podcast that's living their own version of an epic life and could pass on, you know, golden nuggets to all the other guys that listen across the world, then feel free to send me an email and or connect with me on, you know, LinkedIn, social media, whatever you want. And maybe we'll get them on the podcast, because, you know, I've got a list of people, but there's obviously thousands of other great men out there who guys could take real value from. Apart from that, yep, to state the obvious, if you haven't already, sign up to the Whole Man Journal. It is insights to maximize your mindset, body and performance. I know most of you do, but if not, jump on that, and we'll be releasing the details on there of the Whole Man membership once we kind of, get a concrete idea of what we want to help the guys with, you know, what we want to offer, and also kind of, you know, the finer details of it. So that should cover everything for now. And in theory, I'll be sitting down with Frank Rich in the next couple of days. So that will be released in a couple of weeks' time. But of course, I'll let you know all about that closer to the date. Right, that should do. Nothing else, I think. Again, any questions on anything I've said, please contact me. Just email me if you want to, Anthony@WholeManAcademy. Also, if you're on YouTube, please like this video. That really helps us get the algorithms reflecting it out to more men. So just by doing that, you are hopefully helping more men. And the last thing is always to remember, the world needs strong men. Right, I'm out here.
Thanks for listening. Remember to sign up to our game-changing weekly e-letter that's read by men around the world. Sign up at WholeManAcademy.com/movement. Until next time.